Next speaker, who's Bruce Thompson, who I work with and is virtual, and I didn't get a full bio for him, so I could really just say whatever I want right now and he can't hit me. But this is Introduction to Financing Renewable Energy Projects. Raising capital for clean energy projects continues to evolve as we deal with market headwinds and tailwinds, new and old. Positives include many new investors providing liquidity, innovative financing structures, broad public support, and long-term government policy provided by passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. On the other hand, we face challenges due to increasing interest rates, risk aversion from many off-takers, development bottlenecks, and ongoing limited tax equity capital. So Bruce is currently CFO at Jupiter Power, where I work. He was previously director of origination at Lendlease Energy Development and vice president of business development at Pioneer Green Energy. Lots of project deal and finance work in renewable energy. He told me his advice for young people was to do as much deal work as possible. So I think we're really going to learn a lot from him on the project finance side. And I will let you go now, Bruce.
Thanks, Kaylin. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Maybe if you could be a little louder, but I don't know how.
Sure.
Is that good, everyone?
I'll try to speak up.
Take care of it in the room too, Bruce. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you, Caitlin. I really appreciate it. You were kind to only say what you said. I appreciate that. I'm pleased to be with everybody today. I'm sorry I'm doing it from a distance, but this system seems to be working, so I'll just soldier on. I'm going to pitch my comments at a fairly high level. The reason I'm going to do that is, number one, finance is a broad subject matter. Number two, project finance for renewables is also a very detailed area. And I feel as though I'm probably talking to a lot of knowledgeable parties. So maybe what will happen is I'll give you an overview and then we can dig into the maybe the areas or the specifics everyone finds most interesting. As Caitlin said, I run the finance group at Jupiter. I've been very fortunate to be one of the folks that helped launch the company and get us built up starting in 2017, but really ramping up heavily in 2019. Today, I'll give you a very brief description of Jupiter just to set the context of the kinds of projects and financings we get involved with. I'll describe a financing in the context of one of our projects, where we have a financing. Caitlin mentioned in the intro that we feel pretty good overall about the strategic positioning of energy storage and our positioning and timing in the market. And so we do see tailwinds strategically and tactically. But I'll also mention some of the headwinds that we have to deal with and the challenges we face day to day. Both as a company and then just transactionally. We view Jupiter as being pretty much in the middle of the transition to clean energy. A lot of us, I think almost all of us at Jupiter, have backgrounds in wind and solar development and operations and structures and finance. And the whole time that we were engaged in that activity over, at this point, a couple decades, we were increasingly aware of how important it would be when the day arrived that energy storage could take a meaningful role in the grid. And we were super happy to decide a few years ago that time had arrived. And so Jupiter is focused on energy storage itself. We develop, we construct, and then we operate large-scale or utility-scale energy storage facilities in all of the deregulated markets in the U.S. Right now, the technology that is ubiquitous are battery energy facilities, but I will note that we are technology agnostic. If and when there are other storage technologies that are economic and effective, we assume and plan that we will be developing and constructing those as well. But right now, it's really the battery technologies.